Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. And now the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. We have all heard the expression, two heads are better than one. And of course, what we mean is two brains are better than one. That second brain may not be that hard to find, and you need to look no further than your gut. Turns out your digestive tract has a brain of its own, called the second brain. Experiencing how this brain operates is really quite easy. And the feeling of butterflies in your stomach before you get in front of an audience is a good example. What kind of symptoms can you experience when these two brains aren't perfectly in sync? Anxiety, depression, irritable bowel syndrome, ulcers, and Parkinson's disease. You mean I could have a gut problem that is causing my depression? Not only could you, but 95% of the chemical serotonin that we all hear so much about in relationship to depression is housed in the gut. So what can you do to improve how these two brains work together? Reduce stress, improve your lifestyle and diet, and exercise regularly. Of course, there are those people that only think with the brain located in their gut. Not to worry, our spouses usually tell us when we're doing that. Our next story brings the use of cell phones into the realm of an entirely new health hazard. If you're expecting another story of how cell phones cause brain tumors, you are in for a big surprise. This is an entirely new health issue regarding cell phone use you need to direct your attention to. Healthcare workers that use cell phones, and let's face it, they all do, may be spreading infections to all their patients. In this study, 200 healthcare workers and their mobile phones were screened for bacterial infection, and guess what? Both their hands and their telephones showed evidence of bacterial overgrowth. In other words, if they wash their hands, they certainly don't wash their phones. And as soon as they pick up the phone, they are once again infected with a bacteria. So if they happen to receive a phone call before you walk into the room, you may be exposed to the bacteria that was on their phone. How bad was the problem? 94.5% of all healthcare workers' phones were infected with bacteria, and that means you might be also. And when I come back, we'll take a look at what may be the new super supplement for athletic performance and why taking a multivitamin may just help you live longer.
Did you know with the Health News Podcast, we can customize your podcast to bring your clients all the health news they need to take charge of their lives? Just take our weekly health news feeds and edit them right into your own show. That's it. Call Health News Podcast today at 413-274-0200 and let us show you how you can become a health news resource for all your podcasts. Now back to the news.
Everyone is looking for the new miracle liquid or pill that will make you the next Lance Armstrong. And there is no shortage of famous athletes willing to jump on the performance-enhancing bandwagon to get your money. Recent studies involving mice showed that the use of quercetin, a flavonoid and antioxidant found in apple skins, berries, red wine, black tea, and some leafy vegetables, might just be the next super supplement. This study was impressive enough to catch the eye of Lance Armstrong, the most famous endurance athlete in the world, who immediately jumped on the promotion bandwagon. Of course, an endorsement from Lance means everybody wants it, and the buzz has been really big. It was thought that if you took quercetin, that you would be able to build the same endurance as someone who trained regularly, even if you weren't even exercising. So promising was the initial hoopla that Coca-Cola was going to bring out a quercetin sports drink. Of course, one study does not make an endurance athlete, and subsequent studies have not shown the same result. After Coca-Cola funded their own studies, they pulled the plug. For Coke to pull the plug, you know that the results had to be a real failure. As the article so well points out, you should never expect improved performance without effort. And turning to our last story, some of you are going to be pleasantly surprised. Scientists have noted that as our cells go through the aging process, they become damaged by oxidative stress. A cell's survivability is based on the number of times it can reproduce. As cells reproduce, oxidative stress causes the chromosomes within the cell to shorten, and when they get too short, they die. According to the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, multiple vitamin users' chromosomes remain 5.1 times longer than non-multivitamin users. Because the chromosomes are longer, they can reproduce more times before they die. The more they reproduce, the longer they live. Longer living cells mean longer life for you. Although the evidence is only preliminary, it is not the first of its kind, and previous studies have shown vitamin C and vitamin E also have the same effect. And lastly, as we always do, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Right-handed people live, on average, 9 years longer than left-handed people do. This doesn't have a genetic basis, but is largely due to the fact that a majority of the machines and tools we use on a daily basis are designed for those who are right-handed, making them somewhat dangerous for lefties to use and resulting in thousands of accidents and deaths each year. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.